Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
I've never been more glad. I put my faith in Jesus. He's never let me down. He's faithful through generation. So why would he fail now? He wore.
I'm standing.
faithful through generations. So why would he fail now? He would. He would. He won't fail. He won't fail. He won't.
Amen. Wow. Oh, put your, your oh, let us be on our feet. Let us be on our feet.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I said hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a faith and there is a certain peace that surpasses every understanding. Say amen.
Amen.
And I believe that that peace is coming your way.
Amen.
That peace is coming your way. Lift up your hands and let's pray. That peace. Pray for the peace of God. Pray for the peace of God. Ask God to give you peace. Can you give me a little volume so that I don't struggle? Ask God to give you peace. A peace that surpasses every understanding. Peace that will not make you fail in anything. Begin to pray and ask God to give you peace. Ask God to give you peace in the name of Jesus. Manto Zadabra. Rikaso Mandebe. Kelemo Satabra Kala. Lift up your hands, everybody. Yes, I see peace all around me. I see peace. You will no longer be frightened in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, there are solutions all around. There are breakthroughs all around. In the name of Jesus, you will see into your future. Father, we give you glory. Lord, we give you praise this morning. Lord, we admit that we cannot have it by our own. We admit that we cannot make it by our own. That is why we have come here to surrender ourselves to you, O God. Father, we know that it's you only that can make a change and a difference in our lives. This morning, we are gathered to you. This morning, our gathering is unto you. We pray, O God, that whatever you make people become, Father, may you make us into those things also in Jesus' name. And now, Satan, we bind you in this place. We curse you in this place. You will not operate in this place. We pray that the peace of God, the presence of God, the anointing of God, the grace of God will move around this place. Father, have your way. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way. Mandabo Sadabra. Mandebre zekaba dabro sikebe mando zandabra kibo sikete. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you praise, we give you glory. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and everybody say amen.
Amen.
Oh, move from your seat and go and meet somebody. Give somebody a hug and give somebody a hug. Welcome somebody to church this morning. Yes. Oh, welcome somebody. Don't just stand there. Welcome somebody. Welcome somebody to church. Yes, welcome somebody to church. Tell them you are happy to see them in church today. Tell them you are happy to see them in church. They are welcome to a family. Yes. All right. Amen. All right. So take your seat for a very short time. Today I don't intend to preach for long. It is those holding microphone, please. It should be off. If I raise song, then you sing to buttress this thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, your amen is very weak. Oh, oh, you don't. Is there a problem? There's no problem. Okay. It looks like he's working. But he's not working at all. Hey, Romeo. So you, I can't throw you away. I can't throw you away. You are my main man. But I beg, this is November. Okay, so try and up your game. Eh? By December, then we shouldn't be fighting again. Amen. You are all welcome to the month of November. The boy, they don't look excited. I think that I can preach here. The month of November is a month of miracles. Oh, I still feel I can be here. I said it's a month of miracles. Yeah. You see, when the year started, that you wrote that this year, dole dole, you buy a car. Some of you said this year you marry. Some of you said this year you travel to Dubai. But you are here with me. You are still here. You are still here. But by the time November is ending, I see something. I see something around this place. But honestly, God will do wonders this month. Yeah. So whatever you have been believing God for, some of you, it is this month that you get your phone. It's this month. No, I feel the poor here don't believe. Let me be here. It's this month that your uncle in US will call. He will call. This month, expect a call from US. Yeah. It is in this month that you hold dollars, $100, $200. Yeah. Friday, I was with somebody. Then the person told me that somebody from Amanoni. Do you know Amanoni? Yeah. Amanoni is the Greek word for US. The person called that he wants to send money. And the person said, okay. Then the person said that, it's $200, okay. Then the Ghana person said, oh, yes, it's okay. Then the person said, no, it's not okay. I'll multiply it by two. I see some dollars dropping. Listen, your Christmas will be a different Christmas. This Christmas will be your favorite Christmas. You watch. Is this Christmas that you eat sausage? This Christmas, you travel to Tamale. I see Tamale. I also see Tamale. When I got to this side, then I saw tea. It's not Techima, but it's Tamale. I saw Tamale. Do you have any plans of going to Tamale? When I got here, I felt Tamale. Hallelujah. But I believe that, look, if you will not give up on God, okay, because human beings, there comes a time where we give up on God. God is able to do just what he says he will do. Where is my drama? He didn't come to church today. Every promise to you. Give up. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able. Listen, don't give up on God. Many things can cause you to give up on God, but you are not going to give up on God. Say amen. Yeah. I'll not even say it's too early, but don't let it even cross your mind. I finished preaching. Don't let it cross your mind, Shelley, to say that you are giving up on God. No, don't give up on God. If God hasn't given up on you, don't give up on him. Yeah. Yeah. And in the month of February? Am I saying February? The devil is a liar. Yeah. In November, I've come back to how you can become a strong Christian. I want to finish it. I want to finish it properly. Yeah. And I've been campaigning before we before the month of October. How you must be a strong Christian. Yeah. If you are here by now, you don't have your quiet time, you still listen to Shatawale and his people. Oh, it's up to you. If by now, well, if we check your phone now, if we check your phone now, and when the shares music is the one you have, somebody got to be crazy. Yeah. If you are still listening, if you are still listening to pam 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 pam, by now, somebody got to be crazy. Yeah. Stone Boy is your friend. Your aim in life is to meet Stone Boy. Ha. Yeah. All right, now some new one be has come. That using DSL or something like that. You know them. You think I don't know them. You know DSL. You know DSL. You don't know him. Why is this your friend? His mentor. Yeah. You know him. You know other people. Oh, Patapa Ebehu. Patapa, we've not heard of him again. Since he divorced with his wife, we've not heard of him again. Amen. But today I'm preaching for a short time. How become... Why is my microphone breaking? I beg you, don't touch anything. I beg you. If there's something you're going to touch, you know, you spoil the whole thing. How to become an unmovable Christian. Write it. How to become an unmovable. Hallelujah. An unmovable Christian. A Christian that cannot be moved. A Christian that we cannot move you. Or nothing. Charlie, tell them that they should relax. Otherwise, if I say they should open all my speakers, they will move from that place. So then they should relax. Eh? A Christian that, don't worry, that nothing can move you. Because let me tell you, this road, this journey, where you have all come here to sit down, and you are taking a journey from point A to another point where we don't know where you are going to end at. Yeah, it's a long road. It's a long journey. Until you die, it should be your aim that you are still a Christian. That the day you will die, and we are reading your tribute, all right, the day somebody will come and stand here, we shouldn't say, listen to me, we shouldn't say or make said of you that you died as somebody who was not a Christian. All of you sitting down here, your aim, one of the things that it should be your aim is that you will remain a Christian through all the changing scenes of life. Through all. Right now, look at where you are. When you go to secondary school and you come back, may you still remain a Christian. Because many of you change. Many of you change secondary school. You change. Yeah. Some of you, December, you are going. Yeah, December. When you go December, you come back. Some of you, that 2 weeks you are going to spend, that 2 weeks in the boarding house. Eh? When you walk into this door, even some of you, when you come back vacation, you won't come here again. Yeah. You write me a letter, and you tell me that you don't mingle with small boys and girls. I'm expecting that letter. I'm not a children. You will write me a letter that you are not a children. It's not, you are not a children. Yeah. And I'm saying that at every stage of your life, there is something that Satan has decided to put down to move you. I'm telling you. Some of you, you will pass the test of secondary school, but you will never pass that test of university. I'm telling you. You go to technical university. Even UCC people are sitting down here. People went to UCC. Economist. Where is he? Where is our economist? Oh, economist, come and sit in front. Baumia, come and sit in front, please. Why you going to sit at the back? Please sit in front. Yes, yes, Mrs. Oh, Charlie said that he paid in the Japan power. Yay! He couldn't give the showdown. Give you showdown. Some of you, you can pass secondary school, you can pass university, but you cannot pass a boy test. The day you get a boy, that's it. That's it. The day you get a boy, that's it. I'm saying that as a Christian, some of you, you can pass the test of a boy. Some of you can't pass. Some of you pass. Yeah. Some of you, it's car. Yeah. When you grow up and you get car, Rolls Royce. Kia Picanto, you say Rolls Royce. No, Ford. The people, those of us who drive Ford, we are different. Car there is Ford. If you don't have Ford, you are not driving. Or anybody who is not driving Ford is driving milk tin. Can tell them. Matches box. Ford car is Ford. Ford or Benz. And then the GMC. Let's quote a scripture before you say that we've not quoted. So, but what I'm saying is that you have started well. And it's good. Clap for yourself. You have started well. You have started well. But you see, the problem is not the starting. The problem is the ending. Many people start well. A lot of people, look, anybody you see moving around, anybody, including my uncle, they've all been to church before. Yeah, but along the way, something, everybody says something. There is always something that can move you. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 1. If you have opened it, you can read. Anybody who has opened it can read. I don't have a screen here. Why are we not bringing that screen here? Or you still have hope we'll go back to that auditorium? We can work it out. There are IT specialists here. A technical student, Romeo says he repairs aeroplane. Hey, that is the school he went, ATTC, Accra Technical, they said they repair aeroplane. Yeah, is that not what you said you do? Yes. Galatians chapter 3.
Galatians chapter 3.
Yes, I want King James, so I don't want this type of this thing. Give it to Antoinette.
Galatians 3 verse 1.
Galatians chapter 3 verse 1, order 40.
Oh foolish Galatians. Who has bewitched you?
Listen. Some of you, at the end of your life, this scripture will be read to you. Oh foolish Galatians, who has bewitched? You see, when they say bewitched, bewitched means that you have given the person baby. Yeah. Bewitched. Bewitched. Those of you who like eating with people. You go to school, everybody who is eating, you say, give me some. They'll give you witchcraft. They'll give you witchcraft. Give me some. Somebody is eating, you're going to put your hand inside. Yeah. As we are going to secondary school, it's one of the free advice I'll give you. It's not everybody you eat. It's not everybody shit all you eat. I don't know what type of a combi. Anybody eat, you go and join. You will be bewitched. They'll give you one day you'll be sleeping, then the witches will call that. Let's go and fly. It's time to fly. So you add the shit all during the day. It's time to fly. They'll call you to fly. So as you are going, Elsie, so everybody thought you eat. So if you send Gary, eat your Gary, I beg you. They'll call you in the night. Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you?
That ye should not obey the truth.
That you don't obey the truth. You see, when you are bewitched, it means that except something has been thrown into your eyes that you don't believe. Yes, continue. Up to verse 3. Yes.
Before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth.
Yeah. Continue.
Crucified among you.
Koso. Verse 3. I dare check around.
Verse 3.
Yes.
Are you so foolish?
Listen, this is where my concentration. Are you so foolish? Paul is saying that Galatians, are you so foolish? Yes, continue. Why are they foolish?
Having begun in the spirit.
You have started in the spirit. Like today, all of you sitting down here, you have started in the spirit. You have started well. You are a Christian as we are sitting down here. For you to bath cold water and come here this morning, you have started well. Yeah. I'm saying that you have, he said, having begun in the spirit. Clap for yourselves. You have begun in the spirit. Some of you don't believe. When I say the clap for yourself, it's a problem. You can't understand that you have begun in the spirit. Yes. Having begun in the spirit.
Are ye now made perfect by flesh?
You are now being made perfect in the flesh. You started well, but you are now ending in the flesh. May that never be your story. Yeah. Oh, I said, may that never be your story. Yeah. Oh, I said, may that never be your story. Yeah. They were moved. They began well in the spirit. They began well. You see, everybody is serious today. Everybody is fire. It's not easy. Church people, the way you give us problems, this is how we must be preaching. It's not easy. Looks like the bishop is angry with everybody. It's not like that. As I'm preaching, look, I'm angry. I'm not angry. What I'm saying is that you can start well. Many people start well. Many armed robbers you see, they have nice names. Daniel, Emmanuel, Samuel, Joshua, and all. What? Eh? Joseph. They catch an armed robber. His name is Joseph. Jesus' father. The guy has become, he has desecrated the name Joseph. Moses. An armed robber whose name is Moses. Abraham, Peter, the catch an arm robber, the name is Peter, Paul, oh come on for them, nobody's gone. Now listen, why is this so? It is so because see, all the people that they catch them, and they become arm robbers, prostitute, they drink weed, and all those things, all of them, they started well. That's how come their parents gave them those names. There is nobody whose parents ever thought that the child would be an armed robber. No. As they were doing the naming ceremony for you, they even brought a pastor to pray. Yeah. Think about it. All of you, when they were doing the naming ceremony for you, they brought pastors. Yesterday like this, when the MPP people were doing that thing, they brought some Reverend B. They say it's a bishop. He did the opening prayer. Yeah. But the bishop doesn't know. He doesn't know. They started well. Everybody started well. If you go to La Paz in the night, the prostitute, they all started. You hear names like Mary. But when I got to this place, I saw M, and I said, there'll be a Mary on this lane. She's called Mary. She's called Mary. On the football, Sema Yesu. But when I saw, I said, no. Today, I didn't bring mantle. Listen, you start well. Everybody start well. It doesn't matter. You start well. But the problem is, can you end well? Something. Young people, I'm talking about something that can move you. And today, I am campaigning and I am telling you that you should be a type of Christian that nothing can move you. He said, you have started well in the spirit. You have started well. Everybody has started well in the spirit. By saying that, there comes a time. And I'm come to share with you things that can shift you. Things that can take you away. Look, you should be afraid of things that can remove you from. Look, I'm not talking about church. I don't care. If you leave this church and you can go and join another church and you do well as a Christian, it's not my problem. No, 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 it's not my problem at all. My problem is your soul. My problem is your life. Let's read something here in the book of Colossians chapter 1, verse 23. It said that, if ye continue in the faith grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, be not moved away. There is something that can move you away. There is something. There are forces fighting us. There are forces. It doesn't matter who you are. There is a force fighting you. There is a spirit fighting you. And this morning, if you can learn to understand that there is a force fighting you, your mind, your attitude will change. Many people, Bishop said that, many people are moved away from their original belief. Look, there are people, even pastors. Yeah, in the 1980s, there was a pastor. Look, he was a revivalist. Yeah, an American preacher. He's called Jimmy Swaggart. Oh, I'm telling you. The guy was an SI unit. When we say SI, those of you do sign, you know SI unit. He was an SI unit of revival. Yeah. He started well. I'm talking about a pastor. I'm not talking about a normal church member. I'm talking about a pastor. Look, when we say revival, people like this evangelist who died recently. Oh, American revival. Evangelist. He died. He was almost 99. He died recently. They all look up to him. But one day, ever say one day, something happened. Something happened. You see, as you sit here, the devil is after your life. The devil is make sure that you will not do well. One day, a certain prostitute met this pastor. I'm talking about 1980s. And this pastor went to sleep with a prostitute. That was the end. Yeah. In one day, more than 500,000 people left his church. Yeah. Up to today, he has not recovered. Yeah. Up to today, he has not recovered. I'm saying that do not let anything move you. Don't be moved. You see, as the church we are inside, there, so sometimes you it's not even outside things that will move you, but something inside the church can move you. Something inside the church. Another chorister just have to eye you. That's it. You are totally off. It's okay. Small church will come. Nonsense. Take your church away. Who does the reverend think he is? Stupid man. I'll not be surprised one day when you send a long text to insult me. Oh, yes. A whole essay. It's happening on Facebook. People are insulting prophet here and there. If they can insult prophet, who is Reverend Ike? Who is a Reverend Ike? Yeah. 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 Acts 20. Verse 24. Let me read from my Bible. I want you to know that I have iPad. Yeah. Acts 20. Oh, I feel I'm preaching already. Yeah. Acts 20. I've not started with my point. Don't worry, I'll finish. Acts 20 verse what? 24. Yeah. Oh, look at what it says. It says, it says, but none of these things move me. None of these things move me. I don't know what he said, but it looks like something plenty from the top. I don't want to go. He said, but I'm interested in verse 24. He said, but none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy. It should be your aim to say that you will finish your course with joy. He said, none of these things move me. None of this. There are so many things that can move you. But he said, none of these things move me that I might finish my course with joy. With joy. With joy. And the ministry which I've received of the Lord to testify the gospel of the grace of God. I'm encouraging you this morning that finish your course with joy. Choir says, finish your course with joy. You see, don't let anything move you. That's what I keep saying. He said, none of this, priest, none of these things move me. Now, what can move this person is different from what can move you. Just learn it. Some of you, it's a certain girl that will arrive in this church. And the girl will move you. Yeah. Girl will move you. Some of you, it's Akpeteshi. That will move you. It's Akpeteshi that will move you. You don't know why I've stopped giving communion in this church. You should ask me why we stop. We stop having communion in this church. You should ask me. I'll explain to you. None of this. Today, let this thing echo in your head. At 2024. But none of these things. None. Look, I'm saying that these things, I don't know what they are. But don't let anyone. Some of you is academics. Yeah. The day you feel that you are doing well academically. Nonsense. What is church? What do you, we are talking about intelligence. And you say what? You say church. Yeah. As if those of us who come to church, we are daft. Number one, let me give you some suggested things that can move you. By all means, one will apply to you. Number one, don't be moved by offenses and afflictions. Everybody say offenses. Say offenses and afflictions. Yeah. One of the things I would say you will experience surely, Kofi, in this church is offenses. Offense is everywhere. Everywhere, including marriage. Recently, I was at an engagement. I went to officiate engagement for my classmate. Then my friend's uncle, he stood up and said, Osofu, who are you? And I mentioned my name. He said, which church do you say you attend? I mentioned my church. He said, I have a question for you. I said, ask. Then he said that if you say that you are from Bishop Dark Hayward Mills Church, advise the couple. They're my friend that I've gone to, they are marrying. I didn't go there to advise, I went there to do wedding. When I stood up, I told my friend that look, marriage is full of nonsense. The uncle was looking at me. He said, one of the best advice I gave in my life. The old man was nodding. It's like I've spoken sense. I could see that I spoke sense. Marriage is full of what? Nonsense. Relationship is even okay. Relationship, if the nonsense is too much, you can go home. I've stopped. I don't like you again. It's not by force. By marriage, you got to be crazy. You can't say it's too much. Have you seen your father, your mother parking to leave? What's it all? You can't just go like that. Yeah. Offenses. There can be offense in the choir. Especially when this one is your choir master, my choir mistress. Yeah. There can be offense in the dancing stars. Do you understand? Offense in the dancing stars. Even if all these things don't produce offense. By virtue of the type of pastor you have, you'll be offended. Because myself, I know that. No. I am not totally correct. I'm not totally correct. I'm not totally correct. It's these days that I always check so that I don't fight people and all that. But after service today, there's going to be a fight. It's going to be a fight after today. If you want to watch the fighting, you can pay your gate fee. Come and stand in front of my office. You hear blows. My office today. Yeah. Offenses. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse, he said that no man should be moved by these afflictions. For yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. But that no man, 1 Thessalonians 3:3, that no man should be moved by these afflictions. There are many troubles, afflictions, and offenses that you expect because you are a Christian. It is part of the Christian life. Offenses and afflictions are part of Christian life. Priscilla, you see, sometimes if you look at other children and you look at yourself, sometimes if you look at your classmates, certain people that come to your school, that they bring car to drop them, and you walk to go to the same school. Say, God, where did I pass? As you are sharing the parents, what type of parent have you given me? Why me? See that they are sucking school fees. But what term is this? First term? First term? People have paid second term and third term fees. You are struggling with class 5 first term fees. You have not paid. Arrears. The day you pay your arrears, that day the headmaster will buy Benz. Because you owe a lot. You owe a lot. So don't let these things, don't let these afflictions, do not let them move you. I'm saying that be an unmover. Look, life, I was telling somebody last week that life is not a straight line at all. This life is never a straight line. And now, after JHS, I'll go to Wesley Girls. After Wesley Girls, then I'll get 8 A's. Then from 8 A's, I'll go and do medicine in Legon. Then I'll become a medical doctor. Then I'll marry a rich man. Then we'll give birth to twins. Then I'll buy my car. And then we'll go to the beach. And then we'll drink coconut juice and cream crackers. Hey! It doesn't happen in real life. It happens in movies and adverts. Yeah. This I've described is a movie. I'm telling you, affliction. When you finish JHS, you see that the grade to send you to Wesley Girls is a problem. After you there, let's say you have even gone to the Wesley Girls, the 8 A's to come and make you do medicine in Legon, cry, you see that no, it's not easy like that. Yeah, doesn't come like that. Rather, you have to go and repair aeroplane. Afflictions. Everybody say afflictions. Say troubles. Say troubles. Yeah. We are in this church. Somebody will tell you he will marry you. Somebody will tell you. But before you see, another girl in the church has crossed. Last year, we had a dinner, two of us. I had a complaint. Somebody said the girl that he has brought to the dinner, another boy came to sit by the girl. I said, I won't do dinner again. Oh, no. I have brought my girl to the dinner. You have come to sit with her. You are talking. Who does that? That thing can make you stop church. It can make you stop the church. How the girl, but no more for a girl. No. Who can stop church? I've ever said afflictions. Yeah. Afflictions. When your academics is not working. When you write every exams, you fail. You write every exams, you fail. You write this, you fail. You write. You don't even see. They say, what type of God am I serving? When I write the exams, I fail. I'll tell you. One day you write an exam. I wrote an exam once saying, the instruction to read, to understand, to answer the questions. I don't understand it. Should I say it again? The instruction to read. That instruction. That will make you answer the question. That one, I couldn't answer. Couldn't answer. I couldn't understand it. It's not now that you are coming to say that, what type of God am I serving? Oh no. Oh no. This is the time that your faith should be strong. Whether they pay your fees or not, you are still serving God. Yeah. Whether you get secondary school or you don't get secondary school, you are still serving God. Yeah. You are still an unmovable Christian. It doesn't matter. You chose at this school, you didn't get at this school. And they gave you a dog gun. Go. What's your problem? What is your problem? You want to do science and they give you visual art or general art. Go and do it and come. Go and do it and come. Yeah. I'm telling you, you don't know that God is ordering your steps. Bible says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The step. May the Lord order your steps. I said, may the Lord order your steps. Yeah. Yeah. Afflictions. Don't be moved by them. Offenses. Offenses. Offenses, eh? Or like, look, offenses, there is... One day, I'll talk about offenses in this church. You know, you'll be happy. You can be offended. It doesn't matter who you are. You can be offended. Anybody at all can be offended. Anybody at all. Whether you are a pope, you are an archbishop, you are a bishop, deputy God, you are... But was it not recently, even, let's not even say church, was it not recently a certain political party, one of them moved, that he won't do again, he has gone to tear his own party. Yeah. He has tear his own party. He's not happy. He's not happy. Tomorrow, when you tune in your radio, you hear things tomorrow. What happened yesterday? You hear things tomorrow. Tomorrow, eh? Tomorrow. Tomorrow, 6 o'clock per UTV. The people, they will come. They'll come and talk. Yeah. Don't be moved by what? What's the first thing you must not be moved by? Offenses and what? Affliction. Number two, do not be moved or do not let bitterness move you away from God. Bitterness. Bitterness. Hebrews 12, verse 15. Bitterness. Look it diligently, lest any man should fail of the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Bitterness means you are bitter. Bitterness is an advanced and developed form of offense. Bitterness is a deep-seated, long-standing, complicated offense. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yeah. Let me tell you. If you're at a place and something happens and you are not happy, say it. There are people who don't talk. They keep it. You keep it. They won't say anything. Yeah. Is that people who are very quiet. So they'll tell you silence is golden. No problem. Yeah. Yeah. I'm telling you. Talk about it. Do you understand when I say talk about it? Yeah. Don't be bitter and move away from God. Many people were bitter with God. Or many people are bitter with God. Yeah. Sometimes you expect God to do something and God doesn't do it the way you want it to be done. Yeah. A young guy called me and said he will not serve God again. The mother was sick. He prayed to God, but the mother died. He said, what is the use? He's bitter. He's not bitter with a man, though. He's bitter with God. Sometimes you ask yourself that the situation I am in, this my situation, where we stay. Oh God, so are you not seeing? Look at that. I'm serving you faithfully. Are you not seeing? But I'm saying that at the appointed time, Elsie, at the appointed time, God will glorify. I was telling somebody, I think last 2 weeks, something. The person has some issue, and as we're talking, I told her that, look, this thing is part of the story. Otherwise, you won't have anything to say. No. Everything you go through, I'm telling you, look, failing your exams, sacking you. Look, I've been at the point where I've been sacked school fees before. When I see the headmaster, I just pick my bag and walk out. I know what it means to owe school fees. Yeah. I wrote an exam and I failed before. I failed. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So I encourage you, don't be bitter with life. You are too young to be bitter. You choose a school. You couldn't get. Last 2 years, some girls called me. That day, they are disappointed in God. God didn't try. I said, why? Then when they wrote the Awasi, the results they were expecting, that's not the result they got. They want to tell God that, like, God, he didn't force. God didn't force. And they're like they are surprised. One of them said, she's surprised at God. I called them meeting. I said, I'm a Zoom meeting. They are not from this church. They can't come from here too. I called them Zoom meeting. And I said, hey, you are surprised with God. Do you know that some people's results have been canceled entirely? Do you know that some people, as the results have come, they have died before the results have come? Do you also know that some people, they are alive, they've checked their results, but they have 8 Fs? Why are you saying that you are surprised at God? I said, get a course. Get a course and go back to school. And they went.
Yeah.
I pray for you. Do not let bitterness. I'm saying, don't let bitterness. Felicia, bitter. Something that is a long standing. It's in your heart. You are hurt by it. God, you can't see. You can't see what is happening to me. Don't let that. Don't drift you away from God. Be an unmovable Christian. Nothing, absolutely nothing, should be able to move you. Yeah. Because look, there are changing scenes of life. Oh. Things change. Some of these things, God just wants to test you. And before you see, do you know some people, they don't do well in primary school. But when they get to secondary school, they do well. Some people, too, they do well in primary school. BEC, they do well. When they get to secondary school, And there are some people, they don't do well throughout. Number 3, do not be moved by a change in your circumstance. Everybody say a change. Say a change. A change in your circumstance. Yeah. Acts 2:25. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Your circumstance. I don't know the circumstance you are in right now. I don't know what is troubling you. But you see, one of the things many adults fail to understand is that they think that people like us, we don't have troubles. A lot of your parents feel that we pay your fees, we pay your bills, we buy you everything. What trouble do you have? That you have troubles. A lot of things worry you. Don't let what is worrying you change your relationship with God. Get closer to God. I'm telling you, get closer to God. Be a young person who loves God. Be close to God. I'm telling you. Don't let your circumstance. Don't let your circumstance. See, one of the places that there is competition is secondary school. When somebody opens his straw box, you see that it's a provision store. When I was in school, I sent provisions to school once. After that once, my chore boss has become my bookshop. Hey! I have a friend. I don't want to mention his name. Hey! Charlie, it's not easy. Sardine. Eyi Milo Nido. He doesn't bring Gary. The Gary that we are fighting for, that is his conflicts. Like he eats conflicts. So when I'm saying conflicts, I don't even know what is conflicts. Yeah. Conflict. Look, conflicts and milk. Yeah. So the guy at the time, if I see he's going to eat, no. Then Charlie, I dare. Oh, Charlie, what's up? Then I will tell him some stories. I don't know whether he likes the stories or he doesn't like. But as he's eating there, I'm around him. Yeah. Hey! Stop. But in all this, my look, my relationship with God didn't change. If I'm going to school, my parents, you are going. One day, my mother told me that, by the school, they don't give you food. I said, oh, they give us food. And by they give you food, what again? We pay school fees, they give you food. Well, when we're going to school, we pay school fees. It's your time that I don't pay fees. He said, don't you eat in the school? I said, oh, we eat. But if you eat, those days, if they give you 50 CDs, hey, it's money. Now, when we give 50 CDs, it doesn't catch you. When I was going to secondary school first day, I went alone. They said, if I get to Kaneshi, I'll see other people also going. I'll follow them. You don't understand the English. So they took me to Kaneshi. Then they saw, it was 5th October or 4th or 3rd October. When we got there, the whole station, people, everybody was going to school that same day. So we school, then the man said, it's the same school, eh? You won't get lost. Just follow them. First day I was going to school, I went alone. So follow them. As to whether I arrive in the school or not, they don't care. If I don't go and arrive, you'll be there. It's your own palm wine, calabash of palm wine. I have to arrive. Then I saw one of my classmates, into form one. The mother was going, the boy was crying. I said, hey, what's happening here? Kweku, in Suwati next week, meba. I'm saying, You are crying because your mother. I'm saying, I came here alone. Your mother has come. They've done everything. She's going. You are crying. I'm saying, yeah, I said no. See, but it's also my situation. Hey, I'm telling you. I saw conflicts in secondary school. All my life, I've never seen conflicts before. The day I asked, what is this? He says, conflict. I say, eh. The day I, like, that my guy, he ate, then he left me some small under. Yes. Hey! That was the day I begin to like the guy. Okay, my friend. So one day I advised him that we should put all our books in my chobos. Yeah. So that we'll put all our provisions, I don't have some. So that we'll put all our provisions in his chobos.
That's how we became friends. Yes, collaboration. He featured me totally. Even if I bring Shito one bottle, partnership is inside. I say it's for us. Everything that we eat together. Meanwhile, that boy here, he does a different course. Just I don't know him. I don't even know where he's coming from. But don't let your circumstance. Look, when I went to secondary school, I was visited once. Even that once, it was PTA. They came for PTA. So the day they told me somebody was looking for me, I never be. One auntie actually came to the school to visit me, but I didn't believe it. But no, nobody has visited me before. So your auntie has come. Some woman, she said, meanwhile, my auntie has come to visit. I said, I don't think I'll get. Nobody would come and visit me. When I came home, she told me she came to visit. Because she stayed there, I was not coming. And I didn't go. Because I know nobody will visit me. Yeah. Then I had a school son. A very loyal school son. That school son, it was God that brought him. He's called Oko. Oko. Now listen to the simultaneous equation. Oko is my school son. Oko was my school son. Oko's sister is called Akweli. Oko is a twin. So the sister Akweli was also in the same school with us. Akweli's school mother was the dining hall prefect. You see what everything God does is good. That was the day I became fine. So automatically, Akwele's school mother and myself, we have become school parents to our school children. Yeah. And when they visit them, when they visit Oko and Akwele, the mother, when she's coming, she cooks. Now when they visit you and they bring the food, I have to come in. Give approval. Pray, session. I will give approval that you can eat. His own food, though. His own food. If I don't say he can eat and he eats it and I come, he won't be happy in the school again. So even if I'm not around, when they bring the food, he'll cover it. Loyal son. God, he loves me, oh. God, he loves me. Look. Hey. The day I completed school, I was going, Oko was crying. He knows that challenge. It was not easy. Your circumstance. Look, love God, whether you have it or whether you don't have it. You can't have everything all the time. Yeah. You can't have it all the time. Some of you, by the grace of God, you have it. Your parents have it. When you cry, they give it to you. When you request, it comes. Yeah. But some of us too, it's not like that. Some of us, you see, your fine protocol will not even allow your parents to tell you how they get money. She said something, you are crying, you are making requests, but the request is not being fulfilled. Not because your parents don't like you, but it's because they don't have it. Don't let that thing make you question God. I'm from a poor background. What is poor background? What is poor background? What is poor background? Yeah. He said, the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. May you not be moved in Jesus' name. I said, may you not be moved in Jesus' name. Yeah. Number 4. Do not be moved from the path of righteousness into shortcuts. Yeah, I'll preach about this for a while. Shortcuts. There are shortcuts in life. Shortcuts. But let me tell you today that shortcuts are always the wrong path. Shortcuts. Shortcuts. Many of you girls sitting down here, a shortcut of temptation of boy will appear to you. You see, usually at your wit's end, when things not seem to work, that is when somebody will arrive. Yeah.
I'm telling you. I'm saying that is the time. At the point where things seem not to be holding for you, that is when somebody, a man, will appear. Yeah. Don't. Psalm 23 verse 3. For he leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. There is a path called the path of righteousness. Walk in that path. As a Christian, look, don't do shortcuts of cheating in exams. Writing answers on your ties. Writing on papers. You are a Christian. Don't cheat in exams. Yeah. Don't go for teachers to press your breast and give you questions. Don't do it. Never do it. Never do it. When we're in primary school, JHS, one girl. You see, life, eh? When it goes and it goes and it goes, it will come back. One girl, she was so close to one of the teachers. And a certain exams we're going to write. Now, two teachers, let's say this one and this one, teachers who. But this one, the friend is this teacher. This teacher went to collect this teacher's question for her. So me, one day I went to ask the girl that, it was exams time, and I said, Charlie, can I see your note? So she gave the note to me. When I sent her note to the house, the question that we will write, the question we are about to write, let's say this is revision week, oh, I saw the question in the girl's notebook. You won't believe it. I solved it. I solved all. When I finished, I collected the paper. I didn't give it back to her. Come and see her searching for the paper in the class. Who have seen that some paper has dropped from my notebook? Nobody was minding. So somebody asked, what paper cry is that? She can't see. It's not my problem. I solved the question. Then, when it was time, the morning before the paper, I went to see the teacher whose paper were right. And I said, look, sir, your paper has leaked though. The science we are about to write. And I said, is question one not? Then I mention. Is question two not? And I mention. He said, what? I said, I'm telling you, the paper is past question we are about to solve. We have it. You see, because I want to cause a stir in the school. So they say, where did I get the question from? I said, oh, that is not the problem. As I'm saying that the paper has, either you change it or you allow us to write it. Which one do you want? I say, if we write it, me, I go blow him. Because I've learnt it already. I've learnt it. And I told him last minute, like if the paper is, let's say this afternoon. No, not even like if you're writing the paper, let's say 8 o'clock. Like he came to school around 7 o'clock and the paper is out. He can't imagine where the paper was leaked from. Yeah. You sleep with teachers. We've heard story of JHS. You are sleeping with teacher to give you questions. To do what? JHS. JHS. Junior high school. Sleep with a teacher to give you integrated end of term. What? You are not serious. End of term. Is it that teacher who is going to mark your BEC? Yeah. Some of you have become the teacher's girlfriend. I'm telling you. Look, shortcut, eh? Shortcut. You see, because you are dating the teacher, you don't respect. Yeah, you don't respect. Those of you who date the teacher, you see that you don't respect anybody. Yeah. Even that teacher that is dating you, the way you can look at him up and down, eh? Hey, and your classmate will be looking at you. Hey, like respect anything and anybody. You think there's a blessing in it? You think there's a blessing in it? I'm saying that shortcuts to get money quick. You are in this church. You are thinking of getting money quick to buy Benz. You want to go and do Sakawa. You want to go and do Super Bet and get money quick, because last time you hear that somebody has won 1.8 billion. You want to go and win the same thing. No problem. No problem. Yeah. By this mind, I'm telling you, you will be moved away from God. Yeah. You, as you are sitting down here, if they give you 5,000, you should be afraid of 5,000. 5,000. You are doing Super Bet. You will use all your school fees to do Super Bet. Shortcuts. Listen. Shortcuts. Tell your neighbor, shortcuts are always the wrong path. Yeah, shortcuts. Shortcuts. You want to arrive early. Where are you going? Why do you want to arrive early? Who are you going? JHS 3, you are in hurry. That's why your parents tell you that what you are looking for, you see it. You see it. Men are visiting you. Because they bring you Indomie and fried egg, you think that you've made it. Thank God I made it. You've made it. And they will tell that what you are looking for, you will see it. Yeah. Shortcuts. Let me tell you. Never use shortcuts. Never tread on shortcuts. Shortcuts are always the wrong path. He leaded me in the path of righteousness. He leaded me. May the Lord lead you on the path of righteousness. I say, may the Lord lead you on the path of righteousness. I said, may the Lord lead you on the path of righteousness. Yeah. Every time you are walking, think. Tell yourself that I am a Christian. I am a representative of God. I am representing God in your school, in the house, wherever you find yourself. You are representing God. Do you think that you can easily tell somebody that I'm your pastor? If you come and meet me at the Super Bet place, if you come and meet me doing Super Bet, do you think you can come here again? Do you think you can come here again? Shortcuts. I want to close. Honestly, I want to close. Be a Christian that cannot be moved. Today, let this thing enter your head. Be a type of Christian. Be what, Shelley? Be a type of... You see, because there are types of Christians too that are moved. Be the type. May you become the type that cannot be moved. Nothing. No wind should be able to blow you. No wind. Look, whether you have money or you don't have money, you are just there. Yeah. Some of you, if you don't have money, you'll be forced to steal. Christmas is coming. Some of you listening to me, you are thieves. You are a thief. Yeah, you are a thief. Hey, the shoe you don't have, you don't have. You don't have it. If you go and borrow, they say don't give you. You wear what you have. You don't have it. You don't have it. Ha. You still go and steal your parents' money. You steal it. Look, stealing is one of the things that you can easily die out of it.
You are watching me. You are watching me. If you are here, you have been stealing. Stop it. You are a thief. As I'm speaking, you are a thief. You cannot change. Steal your parents 20 cedis. 50 cedis. Don't you see that those monies you steal, you don't use them well. You buy you foolish things. Your mother is shouting. Who took the money? Who took the money? On top of it, you tell a lie that it's one of your siblings who took it. A small one. You are last bones when they steal, they don't even know what to use the money for. Yeah. But I pray for all of you that may God come true to us. May God make us unmovable Christians. A Christian that you will not be moved by afflictions. You will not be moved by offenses. You will not be moved by bitterness. You will not be moved by shortcuts. Some of you, you want to do well to prove to your parents that, Same can say, me ye wa brabom. Maye ye mikae. Mikae se meto bens, mato. Now you at your age, if you buy Benz, why are you going to park it? No, if you buy a car right now, where? Hey, if you buy a car, where will you park it? If you buy your father's house, your father that you are trying to prove to him that you have bought a car. If you buy a car, can you drive? Yeah. But I pray that nothing will move us in Jesus' name. Amen. Clap for Jesus and stand to your feet. Lift up your hands. Everlasting Father, we thank you. We honor you this afternoon. We pray that, Lord, you make us Christians that cannot be moved. A type of Christian that will remain and not be moved. Help us, oh God, so that we are not moved. In the name of Jesus. Manzo katabrandebe. Ribando sikebri karaba zando balaba. Kebru zanda brabaraba brabaraba. Kebu siande brubarianda brokazime kedebe. Kabra baraba dabro sikebri karabandaba. Kebu sikebe karaba dabru simbrandi. Keba zatabra barabandiba. Father, we give you glory. Lord, we give you praise. In Jesus' name. Amen. All eyes closed, all heads bowed. If you are here this afternoon and you are not born again, as I was preaching, becoming an unmovable Christian, you don't know what it means to be a Christian, but you want to say, Pastor, please pray with me. I want my name to be written in the book of life. Say, Pastor, please pray with me and lead me to Christ. If you are here like that, lift up your hand, I'll pray with you. Everybody say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me of all my sins. I admit that I'm a sinner and I cannot save myself. This afternoon, I have come to you. Please help me and write my name in the book of life. I am for you and you alone. In Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.